And you tell me, Baba, Neo, Sheva. Sheva. Oh my God. I don't know. That came to my mind to like introduce this podcast because it has been a long while. But I'm finally here. Since my last podcast, podcast was me on my birthday day. And yeah, since then I've been away and I'm so sorry. Do I have an explanation? Yes, I do, but I don't know where to start from. But I'm gonna start somewhere. I'm not a musician, so anybody that decides to want to complain about my music, do have me be easy. Thanks. I'm back, guys. Welcome to A Piece of Toffee's podcast. I know you miss me, and I miss you too. I'm feeling musical this morning. I don't know why. I'm feeling musical. I think my inner Beyonce and Rihanna is coming out, and I'm about to manifest, turning into a Wizkid, probably a Burnham, a touch of Davido, singing sexiness of Tame / Chiba Savage, showing off like Yemi Alade and looking pretty like a piece of toffee. Yeah, queen, that's me. Welcome back, guys. This is supposed to be a story time, but then where would I start? Another song is coming to my head. I'm gonna sing it. My Yoruba people can relate. You say, Melanie Mo, you know, already Baba She. Melanie Mo, you know, already Baba She. Oh, we're my poem. Oh, Julian, me, oh, Kulo. Melanie Maro, I freaking Shama Dupe. Hey, oh, we're my poem. Oh, Julian, you kulo. Meloni Maro, Afikin Shama Dute. I was singing this song. This song is a Thanksgiving song. My eyes don't see plenty shaky. But the Lord said no. And I'm here today. I'm here. Oosh. Okay, so the reason why I haven't been recording was mainly because I was in school. Yes, in school, doing my project, preparing for my final year exam. Oh, yes, I'm a graduate, guys. Like, this girl is done. Done and dusted. After how many years, you know, after 4 years, because I went in as direct entry. Yes, after 4 years, guys, I am done. I had a 1 year delay, and I'll never really call it delay because I was never up to 1 year, but then yeah, my proposes, God disposes, and in this life, follow God's plan for your life because that's like the only way to follow His plan. But then I'm done. I'm a graduate of law, guys. But my eyes, you see plenty shege. My eyes saw the shege even up to the, like, July is the world final straw. He saw the shege, and God, it wasn't easy. The sleepless night, the overthinking, the wanting to give up at some point, the thinking of insufficient, like maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I don't know, I've been feeling myself all these years and I was not actually the thing or the girl that I think I am. The comparison, because I actually compared myself. I'm like, oh my, what is this person doing that I'm not doing? Happy? They thinking they were actually following me, because I thought about that. in my final lap, like, maybe they're actually following me, maybe, like, plenty thinking, because the shaggers were actually, I don't know, crazy things are happening, because crazy things actually did happen. But then again, I am here, a graduate. That's not necessarily what I wanted, because I don't know, unless, I don't think anybody actually goes to school or do stuff without not actually wanting an end result of, like, an end result, not envisioning something they actually want from it. I don't think there's actually anybody like that. There may be people like that, but at least not people that I actually know always go into things with an expectation, having an end result, because that's actually the things that keep you on your feet and want you to even, like, that makes you keep pushing regardless of the situation. So definitely I went into school with an end result, but then I didn't finish with my end result, but I finished. Finishing my heart desire, but then man proposes, God disposes. I'm going to use that a lot in this video, because that's actually it. I didn't feel, definitely. I feel it's never in my DNA. But then, in my heart of heart, in my head of heart, I'm still telling myself, I'm still trying to be that African parent that the people that have this, or they have two heads, or did they have three heads? They don't. They have the same one head as you do, or as you have. But see you, where? But we thank God. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Some of you will be seeing a different side of me in this podcast for the first time. But my friends, my OGs, how you know that this is how I can actually be on a norm. This is actually to just say that I am back and I am going to be consistent. This is also to say that I have plenty projects, plenty things I'm actually planning on doing, coupled with my podcast, and I'll be giving you guys an update on how it's going on the podcast. And it's like, when you start seeing them on some platforms, you actually, like, know that you heard it first from here, or you've gotten an hint from, yeah. So forget all my, like, my joking, but my expressions are not like everything. But definitely I am so happy that I am done, like, so happy. And I'm so happy that I actually went through some of the things I actually went through. I was telling my boyfriend that I have seen Shege. I was like, oh, I pray to never see this kind of Shege in my life again. I was like, amen. If this is what I got Shege, I'm like, everybody Shege is relative. I know this is not Shege compared to some Shege, but then again, it's not like trying to trivialize pain or start comparing, because all those things, I don't know. You say, what I've gone through, you have not gone through. Please, all these things, okay, make sense. But it's not even to do that and everything, but it's just to actually say that anywhere you are, actually, thank God. Because what you are complaining about, if some people see, or are you in that kind of situation, they'll not even see it as anything, because they're actually going through us, that kind of thing. So, like, any situation you are actually, like, just imbibe the spirit of thanksgiving, the spirit of gratefulness. And yes, I'm good, I'm actually fine. I've just been on the road of just, like, getting better, developing myself, putting my energy in positive things, doing the things I will like and want to do moving forward. Definitely, some of these things may not be a smooth ride. Sometimes it will have some one or twos, but then again, that is the beauty of life, so to say. Like, challenges will come, but we will overcome. Definitely. And you know, when challenges comes, when problems comes, they make you better. This is not a motivational speech or motivational quote or anything, but then I've actually always noticed that when something actually happens to us as humans, and it seems like at that point in time, it seems like, oh, like all hope is lost, like there's nothing to be done, or all can be done basically. But then there are some lessons you actually like learn from this thing. Apart from some lessons, it develops you. And I'm going to say this again, this is not saying that, God forbid, us actually getting used to pain or getting used to problems or troubles, but there are some things that are actually like important, and they actually help us to actually become who we are on the road to becoming, and just shaping us generally. Because some of those things don't actually happen when you get to some positions, or more, you may not be able to handle it. Like, you will not actually be able to handle it. So whatever is actually happening to you now, count your blessings, name them one by one, thank God for it, and move. Like, don't be stuck. Be like, don't be stuck. Move as the time is moving. Definitely, it's okay to wallow, it's okay to be sad, it's actually okay, it's healthy. But what is not healthy is you actually wanting to remain in that position. So I don't know what anyone listening to right now is going through. I don't know what you have in mind. I don't know the different thinkings that have been running through your mind for the past month, weeks, days. I just want to tell you that it is going to be all right. Things are definitely going to get better. This is a stage in your life that you have to be in, yes, or you have to go through for you to actually move on to the next stage. So learn from it. I don't just let the stage just come. I know you are just doing is overthinking, wallowing in sadness, wallowing in defeat, and not actually see one or two to actually bring and from it. Actually, but there are some things that there are something that there's actually nothing to bring from it. Or is there? I don't think so, because all the things that actually always happen to me from a personal experience, at the end of the day, there are actually things that shape me. And this is not even capping. Me or cap, guys. I am not capping. Like, there are actually things that actually shape me. And I was talking about the fact that, like, I had like a womb like some months, 1 year delay before I entered school and everything. I know that period in my life. In the beginning, it felt like all hope was gone. I was not in center school in my supposed mid-year year because I did A-levels after secondary school. I was going to enter school in my supposed mid-year year. This, that. But then again, I went on to become a student teacher where I finished my A-levels, which was a tremendous growth for me. Like, guys, I grew. Like, the things my eyes was open to see, the way it shaped my thinking, the way it shaped how I relate with people, the way it actually just brought a lot of things just aligning for me at that time. That by the time I even got to university itself, like, there were people that met me that was like, when you are just intrigued by somebody, that kind of thing, and they just like you, respect you, even though some of the things were coming out late, but then you could see that I was not like just like people regarded me in their mind. So to say, they didn't need to tell me, but they did. And myself, I could use it to do other things that made sense for myself. I know, like, I think I'll give a story of that very soon, but not now. But then, like, I actually just grew, and it was just really nice because I was a student teacher, I was teaching. Yes, people that my mate, other than me, it sharpened my human relation skill, my communication skill, it brought up my leadership skill. Like, it brought up things that they were actually always there, but it made them more prominent, and it made me better, made friends, met the love of my life. Like, good things, guys, basically actually happened to me that period. And he looked like my lowest period. So, and apart from even looking like my lowest period, and this is not a sub to anybody, but then I miss that I would have entered with that time. If I had entered that time, I would still be in 500 level now because of Hustle Strike. 500 level first semester. And I'm not trying to like, I'm not using someone's sadness to praise God, and because it's actually really sad, like, because actually I have a brother today that is experiencing that. And I'm actually just always praying that God, you should just call off the strike, like, Nigerian government, please, your children are abroad, they're enjoying, let these people move forward. Like, it is annoying. No, I'm just thinking about if I am in that kind of situation or more. I know myself, because I don't have plenty of patience in my body like that. Patience is one thing that I am praying to God to give me more, because I don't have plenty like that. Because I'm like a very, like, if that means that comes to like, okay, this is 1 o'clock, by 3 o'clock, you should be here, by 4 o'clock, this should have been done. And it's like, from one, I'm sure if I'm already in 5 o'clock, that thing is not yet done. Like, all those kind of things, it get me tired. It get me, I mean, I get tired easily. Just see that my face, I would have been squeezing face up and down, but then I'm already better now. But imagine that kind of thing, like, I would have just been tired, basically. So, like, I would still be in 500 level first semester, but now I'm done. And moving on to serving or law school, depending on the news that come out from school, like September, October. So just like thinking that if I had gotten admission that time, because I just have entered school immediately, all the life experiences, all the things I learned that time before I eventually entered school, I would not have learned it, and I would still have entered, and Strike would have still slapped me in the face. So sometimes when something actually happens, like, we think about the worst scenario at that time, but then good things are ahead of it. So please, guys, in any situation you actually find yourself, you may not actually understand the whole thing or understand what may come from it, but I just want us to have a positive mindset. A positive mindset at all times. Positive mindset, positive affirmation and declaration. Be around people with positive energy. Do positive things. Make mistakes. Like, mistakes are essential. Make mistakes. Voice your thoughts. Do things you like doing. You may not have plenty of freedom like me, because my freedom is still limited. It's like, oh yeah, graduate now. Oh, hello. You're telling your Nigerian parents you're a graduate, and I didn't have any other house I want to. I'm going to stay in. So definitely, I know my freedom is still limited, but at the same time, and I still have to get some things done. You know what I mean? That is essential and important to me. I let them know, and I get it done. So please, don't let hinder ourselves, and work with the resources you have. Like, work with them. I don't know. I've been seeing plenty of places, and it's just like, fighting to me. So I'm fighting back to you guys. Use the things around you and keep moving like that until you have the abundance of everything you think you need and want. But then start with what you have. So the end title of this video, I'm a graduate. I went through some shege. But here I am. Not looking like a shege I went through, even though you cannot see my face. I started with a musical, because why not? But this is actually the end of this recording. My saliva almost choked me. Sorry, guys. This is the end of this recording. This is just a very chilled, playful one. And I hope you enjoyed it. But for my next episode, we are back to serious business. Thanks and God bless. Don't be expecting this toffee all the time. This toffee came to play, and I did not want to disturb this toffee. So enjoy your week, guys. Please, when you listen, remember me, my share podcast, recommend it to your friends. I guess it's even said that this episode is not as serious, or you think they may not really need it, but then I'm sure that in the list of the episode, there are some episodes that they will actually listen to, and they'll give one or two. Even this one, I'm sure you will serve, you will get one or two. So hey Joe, ever me share. If I monetize podcasting, I cannot monetize it unless I actually have a certain number of listen. Hey Joe, bust my brain. Like, I don't think any of my episode have actually. Oh, okay. Apart from maybe the first episode, I don't think any of my episodes have actually entered on your listening before. I don't think so. And it's sad. So please, Eba Minima Sofunyo. And if you have any idea, like, let me tell people. I'm saying you're about too much. Please, let me tell people. And if you have any idea of the things you think I can do, or things I can talk about, please reach out to me. I am open to recommendations, suggestions. I'm open to corrections. The things you think I can do to get better, please reach out to me. I'm still a small girl. A small girl that wants to hang in living and money. Enjoy. Please, please. Enjoy means please for the non-Yoruba listeners. Please. Thank you so very much for listening. God bless you all. Have an amazing day. Anytime you hear this, have an amazing week. And shalom.